What gives you the right to fire on my ship? Your signal said nothing of a torpedo.
Ryan?
It was necessary to maintain the illusion for your crew.
My crew are being rescued, yes?
As we speak.
You sent the signal.
That's correct, sir.
Then how did you know our reactor accident was false?
Well, that was a guess, but it seemed logical.
Very well. I present you the ballistic missile submarine Red October. My officers and I request asylum.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 12th, 2019. It's the birthday of American novelist Tom Clancy, born in Baltimore in 1947. He is best known for his technically detailed espionage and military science storylines set during and after the Cold War. 17 of his novels were bestsellers, and more than 100 million copies of his works are in print. His name was also used on movie scripts written by ghostwriters, nonfiction books on military subjects, and video games. He was a part owner of the Baltimore Orioles for a time and vice chairman of their community services and public affairs committees. Clancy's career began in 1984 when he sold The Hunt for Red October for $5,000. In addition to Red October, several of his other novels, including Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, and The Sum of All Fears, have been turned into commercially successful films. Actors Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, Chris Pine, and John Krasinski have played Clancy's most famous fictional character, Jack Ryan. Another well-known character of his, John Clark, has been portrayed by actors Willem Dafoe and Liev Schreiber. Tom Clancy's works have also inspired games such as the Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, and Splinter Cell series. When he pitched The Hunt for Red October to the Naval Institute Press, Deborah Grosvenor, the editor, convinced the publisher to buy it. "I think we've got a potential bestseller here," she said, "and if we don't grab this thing, somebody else will." She believed Clancy had an innate storytelling ability. The publisher asked Clancy to cut numerous technical details, amounting to about 100 pages. Clancy had hoped to sell 5,000 copies of his book, but ended up selling 45,000 instead. The novel received praise from President Ronald Reagan, who called the work the best yarn he'd seen up to that time, subsequently boosting sales to 300,000 hardcover and 2 million paperback copies, making it a national bestseller. The book was critically praised for its technical accuracy, and that led to Clancy meeting several high-ranking officers in the U.S. military. By 1988, he had earned $1.3 million for The Hunt for Red October and had signed a $3 million contract for his next three books. By 1997, Penguin Putnam Incorporated reportedly paid him $50 million for world rights to two new books and another $25 million to Red Storm Entertainment for a four-year book multimedia deal. Clancy followed this up with an agreement with Penguin's Berkeley Books for 24 paperbacks to tie in with the ABC television miniseries Tom Clancy's Net Force, aired in the fall and winter of 1998. He died of a heart ailment on October 1, 2013 at Johns Hopkins Hospital near his Baltimore home. The Chicago Tribune quoted Pulitzer Prize-winning author Stephen Hunter as saying, "When he published The Hunt for Red October, he redefined and expanded the genre, and as a consequence of that, many people were able to publish books in that area who had been unable to do so before." Since his death, Clancy's Jack Ryan series has been continued by his family estate through a series of other authors. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 12th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.